Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Is it 22 or 23? Three.
Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayatyashu Vairagya. Gyanam Chayat Gyanam Yat Brahma Darshanam. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayatya Shubhairagya. Gyanam Yat Brahma Darshana. Vasudeve. Unto Krishna. Bhagavati. The personality of Godhead. Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. Prayojitaha, discharged. Janayati, produces. Ashu, very soon. Vairagya, detachment. Yena, knowledge. Yad, which. Brahma darshana, self-realization. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Engagement in Krishna consciousness and application of devotional service unto Krishna make it possible to advance in knowledge and detachment, as well as in self-realization. Krishna Chaitana mein lagne aur bhakti ko Krishna mein lagane se gyan virakti tata atma sakshatkar mein pragati karna sambhav hai. Purport. It is said by less intelligent men that bhakti yoga, or devotional service, is meant for persons who are not advanced in transcendental knowledge and renunciation. But the fact is that if one engages in the devotional service of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, he does not have to attempt separately to practice detachment or to wait for an awakening of transcendental knowledge. It is said that one who engages unflinchingly in the devotional service of the Lord actually has all the good qualities of the demigods develop in him automatically. One cannot discover how such good qualities develop in the body of a devotee, but actually it happens. There is one instance when a hunter was taking pleasure in killing animals, but after becoming a devotee, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. Such is the quality of a devotee. Alpa kya kene hai ki bhakti yoga un logon ke liye hai jo divya gyan tata vairagya mein bhore chore nahi hai. Kintu vastavikta to yeh ki jo samagra Krishna chaitana se bhakti mein laga rehta hai usse na to vairagya ke liye alag se prayatna karna padta hai aur na divya gyan jagrit hone ki pratiksha karni padti hai. कहा जाता है जो व्यक्ति अविचल भाव से भगवान की भक्ति में लगा रहता है उसमें स्वतः देवताओं के गुण का जाते हैं आ जाते हैं। कोई यह नहीं खोज कर सकते हैं कि यह गुण भक्तों में कैसे आते हैं, किंतु यह नहीं किंतु होता यही है। ऐसा एक उदाहरण है, एक शिकारी को पशुओं को मारने में बड़ा मजा आता था, किंतु भक्त हो जाने पर वह एक चींटी भी मारने को तैयार न था। ऐसा है भक्त भक्त का गुण। Those who are very eager to advance in transcendental knowledge can engage themselves in pure devotional service without wasting time in mental speculation. For arriving at the positive conclusions of knowledge in the absolute truth, the word Brahma Darshanam is significant in this verse. Brahma Darshanam means to realize or to understand the transcendence. One who engages in the service of Vasudeva can actually realize what Brahman is. If Brahman is impersonal, then there is no question of Darshanam, which means seeing face to face. Darshanam refers to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Unless the seer and the seen are persons, there is no darshanam. Brahma darshanam means that as soon as one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can at once realize what impersonal Brahman is. A devotee does not need to make separate investigations to understand the nature of Brahman. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. A devotee at once becomes a self-realized soul in the absolute truth. Jo log divya gyan prapt karne ke ichuk hai, unhin chahiye ki samay khoye bina vishuddh bhakti mein lag jaye. Parama satya vishayak gyan ke bare mein किसी निश्चित मार्ग तक पहुंचने में इस श्लोक में आया हुआ ब्रह्म दर्शनम शब्द अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। इस शब्द का अर्थ है अध्यात्म का अनुभव या ज्ञान। वासुदेव की सेवा करने वाला ही ब्रह्म को समझ सकता है। यदि ब्रह्म निराकार है तो दर्शन अर्थात प्रत्यक्ष दर्शन करने की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है। दर्शनम तो भगवान वासुदेव के देखने को बताता है। जब तक देखने वाला तथा देखा जाने वाला दर्शनीय व्यक्ति न हो तब तक दर्शन नहीं हो सकता। ब्रह्म दर्शन का अर्थ है कि जो ही मनुष्य भगवान को देखता है उसे तुरंत निराकार ब्रह्म का अनुभव हो जाता है। भक्त को ब्रह्म की प्रकृति जाने के लिए अलग से प्रयास करने की आवश्यकता नहीं रहती। इसकी पुष्टि भगवद गीता से भी होती है। Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Bhakta turam parama satyane surup siddha ho jata hai. Mam cha yo vyabhicharena avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan
Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Krishna says near the end of the Bhagavad Gita, one who with undeviating love worships me in the practice of bhakti yoga, he actually reaches the stage of Brahma Buddha. He becomes fully self-realized. Brahma Darshana, to see the absolute truth. For those who are not spiritually mature enough to understand how God is a person, for those who are still impersonalist, which is a less mature stage of spiritual realization, for them, Krishna appears impersonal. He has his impersonal aspect. He has so many sides to his personality, and he can also be impersonal. Just like a human being is a person, but he has a material body. Most of that body is alive, but there are parts of his body that are not even considered alive. His fingernails, his hair, just dead matter. It's not living cells. They're dead cells. Like that, Krishna has a side of him that's not even a person, not even personal. Although he is a supreme person, but he has an impersonal side. And those who cannot appreciate that the supreme should be a person, they can worship this impersonal side. But it is a less complete and less mature way of approaching the supreme, to think that he's not a person. If the goal is Brahma Darshanam, realization of the absolute truth, and the word uses darshanam, seeing, how can you see that which has no form? If your idea of the absolute truth is formless, how can you see it? You can talk about it, you can theoretically think about it, but there's nothing to see. No form. So where's the Brahma Darshanam? You can Brahma Jalpanam, you can talk about Brahma, you can use the word, but how can you see Brahma if Brahma has no form? So what does Brahma Darshanam mean? Why use that word? Why say Darshanam if you cannot see it? Because Brahman is ultimately the Supreme Person. Param Brahma, Param Dharma, Pavitram Paramam Brahma. Krishna is Param Brahma. And Krishna is a person. You can see him. You can see him in your heart if you're a great yogi. You can see him on the altar in the temple if you're a faithful devotee. Krishna can be seen. He has a form. He's a person. So that is the real meaning of Brahma Darshanam. Not to try to see that which is invisible, which has no form, but to see the beautiful form of the Supreme Person. Madarshani Yavayavayar. Kapila Deva is finishing his instructions. In those instructions, he talked to his mother about many things, but one of the prime focuses of his discussion was meditating on the beautiful form of Krishna. The devotees see the deity of Krishna. They are attracted by his beauty. Sometimes they even talk to the deity, and the deity talks back. There is personality, and there is personal reciprocation between the devotee and the Lord. That is Brahma Darshanam. Actually, we talk about having darshan. So if you want to go see some sadhu, so you don't just say, I'm going to meet the sadhu. You say, I'm going for darshan. You know, to see a sadhu, to meet a sadhu is not ordinary meeting. It's not like you meet a man to, you go to the office of the telephone company to arrange for a mobile phone. You meet with the business representative. You don't call that darshan. I mean darshan with Ashu at the telephone office. No, that's not darshan. That's just a business meeting. But when you meet a saintly person, you call it darshan. When you go
to see the deity in the temple, and he sees you. It's called darshana, but it doesn't just mean seeing. I also saw Ashu in the telephone office, but that's not darshana. But when I see Krishna on the altar, when I see Krishna's great devotee, we call that darshana. But it doesn't just mean seeing. I have my eyes, I saw so many people today, but I had darshana with Krishna and with Krishna's devotee. Because the darshana is a personal, the real idea of that darshan, why they're using the word like that, is that it's a personal exchange. Okay, you can go meet the sadhu. You have an appointment to meet him for 15 minutes. He's very busy, but he'll talk to you for 15 minutes. So what do? Do you just go there and stare at him? You just look at him for 15 minutes? Is that darshan? He'll stand there and you look at him? Maybe, but that's foolish. You want to not just use your eyes, you want to use your ears to get the full benefit of the association of a devotee. Not as you go there and stare at him and then ask him for some blessings, and he puts his hand on your head and he gives you an apple and you give him a flower and you walk away. That's not a proper darshana. Real spiritual darshana is done with the ears. You want to know this world, you use your eyes. You want to know the spiritual world, you have to use your ears. So the darshana, in the proper sense of taking darshan of a great soul, means to ask questions, important questions, and listen to the answers, to hear. That's the value of, if you have 15 minutes for the sadhu, use it to ask him some questions and get some important answers, if he's a real sadhu. There's a story, I guess I told it a few times. Prabhupada was traveling with some disciples on a train in South India. Two sannyasis, I think, were traveling with Prabhupada. I think Tamal Krishnaraj was one of them. And they were in an old first-class compartment, which means a private compartment, not AC. But they could close the door for privacy. But the two disciples had to go and get things for Prabhupada, so they sometimes had to go out and open the door. And there were two young Indian men on the same bogie who were very eager to get Prabhupada's darshan. So they were hanging around in the corridor, trying to get Prabhupada to see them. They assumed if Prabhupada saw them, he would invite them inside. But the disciples tried not to let Prabhupada see them, keep the door closed as much as they could. Finally, Prabhupada did see them, and he invited them in. And he asked, "So what can I do for you?" And they said, "Swamiji, we just want your blessings." Prabhupada turned his face to his two sannyasi disciples. "You want my blessings? Then you do like they. Shave your heads and put on this saffron cloth. That's my blessings if you want." And they got scared, these two young men. And excused themselves. "I'm sorry, we have to go back to our work." They just ran away. Because that kind of blessings they didn't want. They didn't want to actually take a proper darshan. They didn't want to ask any questions. They didn't want to change their lives. They just wanted blessings on their head. But that's not real darshan, Brahma darshan, to go to a sadhu and just extort blessings from him, squeeze blessings from him, and then go away and keep you going on with your life the same way. No, Brahma darshan means to change your life, to make your life purely spiritual. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Give up everything material and become completely dedicated to Krishna's service. That is Brahma darshana. So this verse, Kapila Deva is speaking it
at the very end of his instructions, this chapter is the last chapter of instructions that Kapiladeva speaks. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Gyanam Yad Brahmadarshanam. Now this is almost exactly the same verse that Srila Sutta Goswami spoke in the second chapter of the Bhagavatam in the very beginning, first canto. There are a few verses in the Bhagavatam that get repeated, although it's not the style of the Bhagavatam to repeat. It's considered a fault in Sanskrit poetry to say something more than once. Punar-ukti, dosha. Punar-ukti, repetition, is considered faulty, unless you have a good reason for it. So in the Bhagavatam, when a verse is repeated, usually it's not exactly the same. At least one or two words are changed. Except for one or two exceptions where a verse is repeated exactly the same. But this verse, like some of the verses at the beginning of the first canto, are repeated in the 12th canto, but not exactly the same words. So here, just the last line is changed. The first three lines are exactly the same. And then Gyanam, and then the rest of the third last line is different. Sutta Goswami said Gyanam Yad Cha Yado Hoitukam. Gyanam Cha Yado Hoitukam. And here Kapiladeva says Gyanam Yad Brahmadarshanam. The idea is not much different, except for Kapiladeva is adding that this Gyanam means realization of the Absolute Truth, seeing the Absolute Truth. Pure devotional service, or the practice of pure devotional service, bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Gaur Nitya Ki Jai, Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Even if you don't have loving attraction to Krishna, if you are practicing in that for that purpose, pure devotional service, then knowledge and renunciation will both come to you without any separate effort. You don't have to try separately to get knowledge. You don't have to go to the university. You don't have to read so many extra books. These few books we have are enough. They're adequate to give you all the knowledge you need. If you want to read more about Krishna because you're attracted to him, good. But just to still fill your head with information is not necessary. Knowledge and renunciation will come automatically if you are aiming and practicing to become a pure devotee, to serve Krishna in love. No need to perform austerities, to go to study separately or perform separate austerities for knowledge and renunciation, because they come automatically. So Kapiladeva also is emphasizing this. All you need is love for Krishna. All you need to do is practice Krishna's devotional service. Everything else will be accomplished. This is faith. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defined it. Shraddha shabde vishwas kohe sudhrida nischoy Krishna karma Koile Sarvakardiya Kripahoi. The word Shraddha, faith, really means not believing blindly, but having firm confidence that if I work for Krishna, then everything I need and everything I want will be accomplished. I don't have to do anything else but work for the satisfaction of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So are there any questions or comments? Quick question.
Lord said in Bhagavatam so many times, you avoid to the jivas. You always do my bhajan. What is the real meaning of bhajan? And in chanting or engaging in full devotional service?
Bhajan can take various forms. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, these are all bhajanam. These are all forms, nine forms of bhajan. Worship of Krishna. Bhajan means worship. It means you're You're using your senses, your mind, for the pleasure of Krishna. Bhajana literally means to share, but it means to give what you have to Krishna. You give your mind, you give your heart, you give your tongue, your ears to Krishna. That is bhajana. It's different than puja. Puja just means formal worship. But when you're actually worshipping Krishna with love, that's bhajana. Or trying to do it with love. That's the practice of bhajana. Real bhajana can be done by someone who has love. We can practice it. But the real bhajan is done when you have love. And it takes those various forms. It can be hearing, it can be chanting, it can be remembering, doing personal service. These are all bhajan.
What is most important to
Most important is hearing and chanting? Chanting is the most important, but before you can chant, you have to hear first. So hearing is first. Chanting is the most important, but hearing is the first. You cannot chant until you hear first. You must hear from the guru, understand what he says, then you can chant. Chanting is the most powerful, but you have to hear first. Hearing and chanting, those two. Okay? Hare Krishna. Anything else? Yes,
sir. Actually means
vairagya. Vairagya means giving up attachment. Viraga. Loss of attachment. Raga is attachment. Viraga means giving up attachment. Vairagyam is the quality of having given up attachment. So it means letting go of all your material attachments. That's vairagya. I thought I needed this, I thought I needed that, now I know I don't need it. I can live without it. That's vairagya. Okay. When you don't need anything material, then you have vairagya. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.